We are here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville. With me is Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy. And Tom, we haven't gotten a chance to talk yet in 2012, but we did just have a race that finally finished on Monday, a NASCAR race. And Growth Energy, American Ethanol, the partnership with the National Corn Growers is in its second year now. And tell us about that and how you think it's going to go this year.
Well, it went extremely well. Again, the car in victory lane. In fact, all the cars were on E15. And a lot of our promotion activities this year, now that E15 is approved to go into the marketplace, we'll be connecting those fans and those viewers to the fuel that they'll soon be able to see in their retail areas. You know, you've heard me say this before, but there's probably no sport more American than NASCAR, and there's certainly no fuel more American than ethanol, and the timing couldn't be better. You know, here we are facing yet another economic shock on oil prices, and E15 is a cheaper fuel than gasoline. There's about a dollar difference between the price of ethanol today on the wholesale level versus the price of unleaded gasoline, so consumers can benefit. It's good for the nation. It's taking out, another potentially 7 billion gallons of fuel that we don't have to count on from foreign sources, creating jobs, better for the environment. As NASCAR has proven, it's a great performance fuel. So now's the time, and we're just encouraging and urging everyone who listens to ask a retailer to put in E15.
Right, and we got the good news that we're moving forward with that. Now, at this point, the retailers can start registering, right?
Absolutely, and that was really a key moment. Mm-hmm. Because up to that point, all that people could do was talk about it. Mm-hmm. And we think that consumer demand will be great if they're offered to it. You know, mm-hmm. One of the challenges we've always faced is these barriers to the marketplace. So you pull up to a gas station, and that gas station's controlled by the fossil fuel industry, oil. They're not going to offer your product up there voluntarily, and that's been the struggle we've had. And getting it into the marketplace, we know consumers want it. We know consumers will buy it. We know it's a great fuel. It's just clearing those barriers. You know, E15 is voluntary. So now it's up to all of us to get out there and to market it and to push it. And we certainly think partnering with NASCAR and using the E15 that those drivers have used is going to help us.
One of the biggest issues is facing the ethanol industry this year is protecting the RFS. It seems to be facing continual challenges. Why is the RFS so important for the ethanol industry?
Well, it's really more important for the country as a whole. For 40-some years, we've been addicted to foreign oil. And the only steps we've ever made are the production of ethanol. We're now 10% of the marketplace. We know we can do more. The grain-based ethanol production has exceeded the targets set out in the RFS. And now the next steps of next-generation biofuels produced from plant mass cellulose is the one that needs to be developed. And so it was a 15-year energy plan, the RFS. Mm-hmm. Goes to 2022, passed in 2007. We're only 4 years into it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get a little impatient, but that next generation stuff will be developed, but you got to give it a little time. Mm-hmm. You got to go through that process of trial and error, get the plants built, squeeze out the efficiencies, make the changes necessary, just like the ethanol industry went through, or the oil industry, or any industry has to go through. That's occurring. We've seen in the past several months more companies announce that they were going to actually build plants, which is a positive. And once it gets out there, they will improve the efficiencies, and we'll see it in the marketplace.
But the point is that really the RFS has been extremely successful.
It's been very successful, and I think that's part of the criticism that we get is because we have been so successful. I don't think anyone ever thought we could produce the amount of ethanol that we're producing today. We're exceeding the mandates. That's how good Well, I've always said there's no more productive society than rural America. They're entrepreneurs, and they know how to produce. And give them a product, and they'll figure out how to overproduce. Very efficient. And the same will happen with those next generation. It's exciting. Exciting for our country. You know, I don't know how long we're going to hang on and how many times you have to beat your head against the wall before you realize you're hurting yourself. And that's exactly been our energy policy.
One of the things is we lost the VTEC this year and the tariff that go for imported ethanol. A lot of exports last year, a lot of that going to Brazil. We just had, you know, we're watching Brazil and what they're doing right now and having some, you know, concerns about that. Why don't you speak to that?
Well, their government just announced they were going to spend $36 billion developing their ethanol industry. And, you know, they had forever criticized the U.S. ethanol industry for the tax credit, which actually didn't go to the ethanol producers. It didn't go to corn farmers. It went to blenders and the refiners. And, you know, we all came together as an industry and said, fine, let's get rid of that. We got rid of it, and now they're pouring money into it. If you're going to have trade, you got to have fair trade. And both sides have to be equal. We gave up our tariff. It's time for them to give up their tariff. If they're not going to get rid of their tariff, then we shouldn't get rid of ours. If they're going to pour billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars in their industry to compete with us, then that's not fair trade. That's government intervention.
Well, you're here at the Commodity Classic and with farmers and people from rural America who have really helped build the ethanol industry. How do you feel being able to interact with these people, getting back to your own roots?
Oh, this is fantastic. This is the best for me. You know, I've often said that there are a lot of people in Washington that think they're the experts, but the real experts are the people at this convention and throughout rural America. And it's just a great opportunity to interact with the people that really do the real work and really know what's going on, how to address our challenges, how to take advantage of our opportunities. And as you said, rural America is what created the ethanol industry, and the entrepreneurship of farmers and local businessmen. It's a modern success story, as worthy as the accolades for Microsoft or Apple or anything else.
That's Tom Bias here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.